Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely smoothly and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to AeroHit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. We always record this Sunday night show on Friday afternoon so we can get rocked. These are always the weird ones to me. These are always the fun ones and the strange ones. And there's a lot of like last second news articles that pop up. We were like, I wonder what the hell that's all about. Today's was Tulsi Gabbard.
Well, it's not the only one from today. There's actually...
There's a bunch, but this that Tulsi Gabbard was the biggest.
I don't think it's the biggest, but we'll get to it.
Really?
Yeah.
So I woke up to this, that Tulsi Gabbard had brought a bill together to protect women's sports by preserving the gender divide. Were you just knocking on the microphone to make sure it worked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my headphones are a little low, but it's fine.
Why did she do this? Why did Tulsi Gabbard do that?
That's a good question. I mean, she's on her way out of public service now. She's not running. I don't think she ran for re-election, right?
I don't know. Isn't she in UIE?
No, I'm pretty sure that she's leaving.
The state of UIE?
Well, I don't know if she's leaving the state, but I'm pretty sure she didn't run for re-election. I could be wrong. You want to check that out, Rob?
Yeah, hot Bob. Look up Tulsi Gabbard and see if she's leaving UIE.
It looks like Hawaii Democrat. Man, fucking.
Good luck.
It's Kahili.
Kahili wins to succeed Gabbard in U.S. House.
I speak fluent Hawaiian. That's Kai Kahili.
She didn't lose. Tulsi didn't run at all.
She vacated
right?
it.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. She just bounced.
Yeah,
she,
so, I mean, that's.
Tulsi had shit to do, man. You know?
I guess, you know, it is what it is. So in August, federal judge David Nye in Idaho cited the Supreme Court decision when he struck down the state's first in the nation law prohibiting transgender girls from playing on women's athletic teams. Now, transgender girls is a euphemism for a man that no longer has a penis, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's
got lopped off.
Still, biologically speaking, a man. Gender dysphoria does not make you biologically the opposite sex. It means that your brain is wired incorrectly. And yeah, if you want to say that that's something that should be handled by gender reassignment surgery, I'm fine with the logic behind that, right? Mm-hmm. Allowing those people that have more muscle mass and bone density, however, to compete against women who don't have that is stupid. And everybody agrees, I think. Everybody looks at that and is like, I mean, imagine a scenario where the most liberal people that exist all of a sudden have children who are pretty good and competitive in athletics. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, people with fucking mustaches start crushing their female teams in soccer. You know what I mean? Obviously, they're going to have a complaint about it. It's when it hits home. And this betrays the absolute hypocrisy of both sides of the aisle. Whenever something doesn't affect me, I don't really give a shit if it's your constitutional right or not. You know what I mean? If it's gross or something, I don't care. But that's gross, man. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Well, when you say you don't care about something, you should always err on the side of allowing people to do what the fuck they want, right? And I'm good with that. However, when it comes to competition, biology is the name of the game, right? So anyways, Nye wrote in the argument this, quote, other transgender women are not excluded from school sports because they can simply play on the men's team, is analogous to claiming homosexual individuals are not prevented from marrying under statutes preventing same-sex marriage because lesbians and gays could marry someone of a different sex. No, it's not. Not even close to the same, you stupid fuck, because there's no competition between married couples.
Right. Right?
This is not...
There is, there, though. There isn't. There isn't.
No.
You know?
There's no event. There's no event where a gay couple is competing against a straight couple in life somewhere, unless it's a fucking game show or something.
Hey, man.
You know what I mean?
That you just described the longest race?
No. The Amazing Race. There we go. Yeah. Either way, it's long and amazing.
The heterosexual couple is totally fucked on that obstacle course if they come up against a gay couple.
Yes.
Well, if it's two gay men,
they get rocked,
right?
Man. Yeah. They get rocked in that all the time. But
so here's what Gabbard had to say. She said in a statement that Title IX protections. Title IX, by the way, is part of U.S. code that protects sex as a class. Right. You can't allow, are you as a business, you can't not hire somebody just because it's a woman. As an athletic team, you can't deny them, just go so on so forth. It also provided a lot of scholarships for varsity and non-varsity female sports and colleges to give them full rides and blah blah blah. Anyways, so Gabbard says that the protections, quote, led to a generational shift that impacted countless women, creating life-changing opportunities for girls and women that never existed before. Now that is accurate. She also said that the law is, quote, being weakened by some states who are misinterpreting Title IX, creating uncertainty, undue hardship, and lost opportunities for female athletes. Our legislation protects Title IX's original intent, which was based on the general biological distinction between men and women athletes based on sex. Now, that's a very good point. And it's if you map this onto race as well, imagine, if you will.
Sure.
A white person who has, I don't know, ethnic dysphoria. I don't know what that would be called.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I had that for I had it for a couple of years in middle school.
Race dysphoria. Yeah.
Transracial, I think, is the...
Well, that would be the implicit act of becoming transracial, right? But the symptom would be called whatever the fuck we're talking about here.
Right.
So imagine,
racial disassociation, maybe?
Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, imagine,
I had it in middle school for a couple of years.
Yeah. Imagine you're in that scenario. Like, what human beings on Earth would accept that? That you could fucking, I don't know, get some kind of surgery to inject melanin in your skin, which you can get, by the way. You can get melanin injected in your skin to turn you completely black so that you are eligible for something that black people are eligible for.
Right.
People would lose their fucking minds.
Yes.
They would lose their minds if that were fucking happening. So, but this is okay somehow. Like, we are systematically allowing people to disenfranchise women in the United States, and the left is the one driving it. Now, that's really funny to me. I mean, just the irony and the stupidity behind that and how completely blind and myopic these fucking dum-dums are makes me sad for the people involved, but it makes me happy to see just how stupid they are.
Yeah, I woke up to this, and when I saw it, I thought the same thing, and I know Rogan he's taken a lot of heat in the past for it, of his stance on this, mm-hmm. about how, hey, man, they're just, the bone structure and everything is so fucking different, dude. There's no way they should be competing. Mm-hmm. Men and women against each other in the same sport. And I thought we were all on the same page. And then, no. Turns out Tulsi Gabbard was just getting crushed today for this. And there's a lot of phrases being thrown out here. They called her a TERF, Giorgio. You're our go-to guy for all the sex lettering and lingo that goes on with it. I guess we're calling it lettering. Acronyms, science words.
Words. TERF? You asking about what TERF is?
Yeah, what's a TERF? It's TERF. They were calling her
a
TERF.
Trans-exclusionary radical feminist.
Okay, and then what does that mean exactly?
So that means, you know, you're really about this radical feminism. Mm-hmm. You really want to topple this patriarchy.
Yeah.
But not official women can come with you.
Okay, great. So who's in that group that can come with them?
If you were born with a certain genitalia?
Ah!
Yes.
So dudes?
No.
Oh, it's just pussies, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So all right. just the whoo-hoo.
Yeah, just the pussies. Man. But so I was reading through these comments on Twitter, and I mean, she's been getting crushed for this all day.
Yeah, basically the TERFs don't want them speaking for issues that are specifically women only.
Huh. My God, man.
Welp, what are you going to do, man?
Yeah, shit. So I guess
this is where the phrase intersectional feminist comes from, by the way, because
I've never even heard that either.
A lot of people have had, a lot of women in Hollywood, especially in politics as well, have had issues with this in the past. Tina Fey being one of them. She gets hammered a lot, and a lot of white women in Hollywood get hammered a lot for feminism only mattering for white women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or white suburban women, or I don't know what you would call them, cisgendered women, not gay women or not transgendered women. That's the complaint.
Okay.
So you're called, if you agree with all that, you are called an intersectional feminist, which means you care about all women, even if they're not women.
Right? Yeah. Which
is a pretty broad definition of the word woman, I suppose. But hey, you know what? It's 2020. Who cares? I don't really care about that. Do what you want in your fucking life and all that stuff. And if it makes my health insurance premiums go up a bit, I don't really care about that much, to be honest. What I do care about, though, is when your behavior is negatively affecting other people. And you should care about that also. If you're a human being out there and you feel like you should be able to compete amongst a group that is weak, like physically weaker than you, simply because of how you feel inside, and you don't see how that leads to problematic behaviors, you don't see how it disenfranchises these women's ability to compete against one another, then you're kind of a fucking asshole, to be honest. I mean, that's just kind of how it is. Like, what if Jordan just went down to the playground and just dominated everybody? People would eventually stop going. They would stop going to that court. Like, if Jordan just showed up and acted like Jordan, screaming at people and calling them out and playing hard-nosed basketball and dunking on people because he's so much better than them, they would just stop.
Right.
And that would be a reasonable thing to do. They would go somewhere else. So maybe that's what needs to happen. Maybe all these females, instead of kneeling on fields because they think America is somehow fascist and somehow Trump is a Nazi. I'm talking to you, Megan Rapinoe, or whatever your stupid fuck
Rapinoe
name is.
Rapinoe?
God, what a piece of shit she is.
Yeah.
All the clout she has and all the media coverage and all this shit, and she uses it to whine about her first world problems instead of actually helping people. You are a cunt, and you need to shut the fuck up.
The only problem I have with this bill that she's introducing here is it's only blocking males from competing in women's sports, and it's not stopping women from competing in men's sports, and I can't figure out why. Because that's what I really want to see.
They're technically allowed to keep competing in male sports now.
Why don't they?
Think they try.
Strange. Strange, isn't it? That it's only just blocking males in this one. That should be your answer right there. Like, we've got it all solved. That's the reason why we're introducing a bill like this, is because there's no way women are going to try to compete in a men's sports. Trans or whatever, right? It's just not going to happen.
No, it would be funny.
Yeah, it'd be great.
To be honest, I would love to see it. Because we did actually see it recently. We saw a woman kick off in a Division I college football game.
And yep.
Well, they tried it at Mizzou.
The kick went 7 yards.
Did they try it at Mizzou?
Mizzou didn't try it.
No. The women's, well, when I was there, I don't know what he's talking about. The women's soccer team challenged 2 golfers, 2 wrestlers, and 3 track runners to a 6-on-6 game, and we beat them 17-4.
No shit.
Yeah, they were Big 12 champions that year.
The women's national team, is, you know, used as the gold standard for female athletic competition.
Correct.
And the statement is made all the time that the women's team's way better than the men's team. Well, no, it's not true. They perform better against their competition than the men's team do, sure. But if you match those two teams up, the women would lose by double digits every single time. They played a fucking 16 and under team.
Yep. They lose to high schoolers.
Fucking beaten, all the dude. Time. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Like, just shut the fuck up about it. Why do we have to pretend? Does it really make you feel that bad about yourself as a woman that you're not a man? That you're not, I mean, this is how it is. We're bigger and stronger. It doesn't make us better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, dude. Imagine being that frail. Everybody talks about the fragile male ego and shit. You're trying to fucking take masculinity completely away from us because it threatens you so much. And I'm fragile? Shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my goddamn life. And anybody that says that is retarded.
I would like to go see a bunch of dudes play in the WNBA just for a week. Just to see.
Well, we saw it with Juwanna, man.
We did, man, and that movie didn't get the critical acclaim it deserves.
Can you imagine that movie coming out now?
Oh, my God.
Fucking hilarious
if
it came out now. Not a chance would they allow that shit. Not one chance. Not one chance. They use a lot of duct tape in that movie, too.
A lot of duct tape.
Keep that fucking pinor tied back.
You gotta tuck it up there.
Here's something that might... I've debated on whether or not to say this or not.
Go ahead. Why? What are you holding back for today?
Do you think Tulsi Gabbard doing this is So is like Black Rifle in less or more trouble now? Like, is that good enough for you guys out there?
What's that?
That so Evan donated to Tulsi for the reasons we've already explained, because he wanted her to get into the bait and light up Kamala Harris, right? Which is exactly what happened, by the way, not to toot Evan's horn, but does this buy back some stuff now that she's doing stuff that makes sense? Is it okay now, or is it still you guys are fucking stupid?
I think people were pissed that he didn't donate to Trump.
Why would you donate to fucking Donald Trump?
He lost.
Come on. He didn't. Donald Trump didn't lose because he didn't have enough money. This is not true. He's got billions of his own dollars. He mostly funded his own goddamn campaign. That is, if you're mad that he didn't donate to Trump, when Trump specifically said that he would finance his own campaign, then that's kind of stupid. You're looking for reasons to be upset about things. Anyways, Tulsi Gabbard, this makes sense to me.
Yeah, and with this, the only serious question I have on this is. Legally, because she's leaving office, mm-hmm. and it'll be, I'm assuming it's January, the same time as the inauguration. Mm-hmm. What happens with a bill like this when the person that introduces it just leaves? Does it keep going? Or?
Well, the other co-sponsor is, this is a weird name. It's a Republican, Representative Mark Wayne Mullen. Mark Wayne is one word.
Ah,
never
you don't say.
Heard of that in my fucking life
Mark
before.
Is it Mark Wayne or Mark Wayne?
It's the word Mark and the word Wayne. And they're smashed together. So however you would pronounce
based
that.
Based on his picture, it's Mark Wine.
Mark Wine.
Not Mark Wine.
Mark Wine Mullen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks super, super honky-ish.
I just come down off his old rig. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, look at that, dude. Look at that guy. He fucks.
He's from Oklahoma, so.
Is he?
Yeah.
Pop that picture down. Go down one more, Hot Bob. Yeah, that one right there. Yeah. Blast that one up full screen. Look at the snark on that guy.
He needs to grow that beard back.
Look at that snark.
Nose is too big to not have a beard, my man. I know that. I know that. Fine. Know that life my own self.
Maybe he can't grow a beard, man. No, us can't.
There's a picture of him with a beard.
Oh, really? Yeah. Was the beard his wife? I'm kidding.
Could be.
It's a Friday. It's right,
look, he looks good with the beard. He looks tough.
It looks thin on the sides.
He's just got it too trimmed. He needs to grow a grizzly beard. Be a fucking man.
Mark Wayne. If you have a name like Mark Wayne, though, dude, you should have a pickup truck full of dead squirrels in the back.
I mean, it sounds like a serial killer name.
Yeah, Mark Wayne.
Yeah, but anyway, he's the other sponsor. I don't know if he's not an outgoing rep. He's going to still be there, so I imagine he'll keep it going forward. But, yeah.
That's cool. Where's he from, Oklahoma? Because the issue is, I know it happened in Texas a lot. You guys are from down here. Wasn't it happening all the time, or still is happening in high school track for women in Texas? That all those videos were of dudes just blowing those chicks away in Texas track in high school.
I say we move it to the UFC.
Yes.
Let's start letting men fight women, and then we can see.
Yeah, dude. Let's get Nunez in there against, I don't know.
John Jones.
John Jones. See what happens. What? They're the two best in their perspective genders. Let's see them go at it and see what happens there.
Do you think Khabib would fight Amanda Nunes?
Yes, I do, actually.
I mean, they're not that far apart in weight, right?
I bet you women in Russia fight all the time.
What's Nunes? Like 125 or some shit?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think she's 135. I think Amanda Nunes.
That's her weight. That's her walking around weight, though, right? Doesn't she fight at one at a lower weight?
I started asking people what their baby weight was.
So I didn't find women competing in men. I mean, men competing in women, but I did find something almost as crazy. There's a Texas wrestler, Mac Bags, whatever.
I remember this guy.
A woman, transitioning to be a man, taking testosterone, but because of Texas rules, can only compete against women. But is in wrestling and won a couple of state championships, but is allowed to take low-level testosterone injections.
Yeah.
So steroids.
I just absolutely beefing these women, dude. Okay. Just absolutely crushing them.
So Amanda Nunes fights at 145 and 135.
That was correct.
And Khabib fights at 155. So they're not that far apart. Let's get this going, man.
He'd come down 10 pounds.
I don't know if he can go all the way down to 135.
He can go down to 145 probably.
Maybe
due to the catch weight then, you know?
Yeah.
There is no absolute way on this God's green earth that Khabib is making 145.
No, he wouldn't make 145. She probably walks around at 160, though, right? So she just wouldn't lose that much weight.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I would pay any amount of money to see that happen.
If she's cutting to 145 and 135 respectively, she probably walks around at 160, right? You would think.
Again, I can't comment.
Yeah. Hey, look, Shia LaBeouf's fighting girls these days, so anything is
allegedly
possible.
Not necessarily in the ring, though. It's mostly at home.
Yeah.
Right? What if you brought a girl home on your first date and your whole house was like WWE themed? Right? It's like the there's walls, but right inside there's a rose. Like, what's that ring for? You're like, oh, that's for later.
It's for later. That's for you.
Yeah. And there's a ref standing by.
Because we're going to kick the shit out of you.
Every girl I date, I fucking fight first just to make sure she's not a pussy. You know what I mean? I think that's an important thing to know about somebody.
Yeah, so Shia LaBeouf is getting sued today for a, I guess, what they're calling it. I mean, how do you get sued for sexual battery? I thought you just report that to the police, but this is an actual lawsuit by his ex-girlfriend, FKA Twigs. You big fan, Giorgio, of FKA Twigs?
Is that her real name?
I think she's a rapper.
Oh, wow.
She's a musician.
And what does FKA stand for?
I have no idea.
I think she's relatively famous.
Ooh. Yeah, she's famous.
Look up what FKA stands for. Now I've got to know. Fucking kings, assholes.
She went kind of hard on the microblading there. She may want to calm down on that shit.
Well... she can do whatever she wants, but yeah.
Formerly known as that's it.
That's it.
Formerly known as Twig. So why not just steal everything from Prince?
Yeah,
he's formerly dead known for Christ's sake. Leave him alone.
So if she was formerly known as Twigs, but she's going by that, then you know, then she's still known as Twigs, which is weird. But I definitely dig it. This is exactly who I see him with. But it says here that. In the lawsuit, she's claiming that he was physically abusing her, tormenting her, and gave her an STD.
Well, I don't know if you can sue somebody for that unless you're suing Usher. He's been sued for giving people herpes a lot. But you have to be able to prove that they knew it ahead of time.
This one gets weirder, Dan.
And Shia LaBeouf probably does not get tested for STDs.
No. This one gets so much weirder, by the way. She also claims that Shia once slammed her against a car and attempted to strangle her. All right, par for the course. I can see him getting rocked and doing that. That's fine. She also claims that while they were driving, he pulled out a pistol and threatened her with it and said, I've killed stray dogs before because I wanted to know what it felt like to take a life. And he was apparently, he said he did it because he was getting in the mindset of a killer for a movie. She also claims that he was wildly jealous and he would literally count the number of kisses she gave him in any given day and then would berate her if she fell short of the target on the following days, which, you know, look,
daddy needs his loving.
Daddy needs love. I don't really see, something wrong with that. She says he was also paranoid. And he would sleep with guns because he was afraid gang members were coming for him on a nightly basis.
Did he do any movies about gang members?
He did, yes. The last one. Pull up the picture, Hot Bob, and put it full screen where he got. He was playing a cholo. He played a Mexican, and people were real pissed about it. There you go. So there is a shot of him shirtless. Yeah, go down with the tattoos on. He's sitting in the chair. There you go. Pop that one up full screen here. So in this movie, yeah, you can go ahead and put that full screen up there. In this movie, he was playing this like cholo gangster, and that tattoo that is across his whole shit down there is real, and he went full method and got the tattoo for that.
Wow.
So
he pulled a tooth out for Fury as well.
Ah,
his
character.
His character did not require it. He just thought it'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people do that. There's this fucking show on Showtime right now with Ethan Hawke. It's a weird one, dude, called like God Sing Bird or something like that. Like where he plays John Brown. Yeah. Yeah. he said in an interview, he was like, "Yeah, you know, he wore a lot of heavy coats and I wanted to feel the weight of them, so I would put 40 pounds of weight in my pockets, like, and do all the scenes with this 40 pounds of weight in his jacket pockets for that, because he felt that John Smith was always weighed down by something else, which is the dumbest shit of all time.
Wow. Well, so
So is Shia LaBeouf shooting dogs?
Yeah,
I believe it.
Basically just Sean Penn, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So we can just move on then. We don't need another one of these. We did this already.
That's a sweet flex. Imagine driving down to like Staples Center to go see like the Clippers game or something. And then
he's much better actor than Sean Penn. I think Sean Penn is a ridiculously terrible actor. He's won awards for these. He is the worst.
He's not good.
I've not believed his character in anything he's ever done. It's nonsense. Like the only time he ever came close is when he played a retarded person.
What about Milk, where he played
That actually is one good one he did. Yeah.
I think he won the Oscar for
that's
that.
He won the Oscar because
he's won like three Oscars. Gay. Spicoli, yeah.
Spicoli. I mean, it's funny, but that's not great acting. If that's great acting, then so is Keanu Reeves and Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not great acting. Sean Penn is a total piece of shit. By the way, here's a little anecdote for you. After the hurricanes in New Orleans, the big ones back in the day.
Yeah. Katrina.
Some people from the 82nd Airborne got deployed down there. I personally was not one of them. I think it was our 3rd or 4th Brigade. I don't remember.
Okay.
And the stories I heard from them when they came back was that he was down there on a little fucking small fishing
boat.
On
a dinghy, yeah.
Offboard motor dinghy of some sort with a fucking shotgun strapped around his back.
He
was going out to rescue people, and he got stuck himself, and my unit up there had to fucking divert resources to go pick his dumb ass up and bring him back. So if you need to know anything about Sean Penn, that's it right
that
there.
That story is true, by the way.
It is
and
true.
His little boat that he had for that excursion, it also sank, too, at one point.
Yeah.
And somebody had footage of him just getting water out of his own boat. You know, Sean Penn is gone full Sean Penn.
Like in the Thin Red Line, did anybody think that Sean Penn was a fucking soldier? Are you kidding me? No.
That movie bombed.
It was so fucking bad. That movie was bad, man. I guess The Game he was pretty good in. 21 Grams was terrible, though. That was a stupid fucking pointless movie, and his acting was bad.
The Game he was good in, but he wasn't in it very much. He dies right at the beginning and then pops up at the end.
Yeah. I mean, he's like those, the speech that he does in there is really good. That's probably the best work, in my opinion, he's done. Mystic River, dumb. Didn't make any sense. 21 Grams, dumb. Dumb. These movies are fucking terrible, man.
Mystic River won the Oscar for Best Picture.
Of course it did. Do you want to go down the list of Oscar winners and tell me which ones you liked and didn't like? Because I'm pretty sure you're going to be more in the latter category.
Well, hang on. Look at Sean Penn. Pop that picture up on the screen here. Yeah.
What a fucking clown.
Look at him on that dinghy, dude. Just... Man, that's not even, I mean, that's barely like it's not even a bass
boat. If our booking agent texted me right now and said, hey, Sean Penn wants to come on, I'd be like, how much is he going to pay us? Because otherwise he's never going to be on this fucking show. This guy is an absolute ass clown. By the way, I don't know if you remember this, but he tied Madonna to a chair and fucking tortured her for 3 days.
Is it weird that I liked him for that?
Well,
that was my dream too.
And that's where I got the
Madonna probably got lippy.
That's where I got the Shia LaBeouf reference. Sean Penn's another one of those cunts that spent his entire career making money off violence on film.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. And then tells people, "Oh, violence is bad, man."
Yeah,
violence is bad.
He got El Chapo arrested. I'm surprised he's still alive. He got El Chapo arrested.
Maybe he's not. Maybe that's a doppelganger.
No, Sean Penn is definitely alive.
Yeah, but you don't know that they didn't replace him with a Sean Penn lookalike the same way that Avril Lavigne got replaced.
Maybe. But with the Shia LaBeouf thing here, the STD, it looks like it was herpes, by the way, because she says he confessed about the STD and said he had a flare-up. But covered it with makeup. So we put a little makeup on that ding dong and then went back in the
game. Can
you
even do that?
I understand that.
I've never seen herpes in person before. Can you just put fucking makeup on it?
Makeup on
it. Isn't it like it's bumps and shit.
So yeah, it's like a bump.
Like a little circle of bumps.
If you were going to do it.
Show us a dick with herpes on it.
Yeah, can we see it? But obviously don't put it on YouTube.
It's red. It's a raised skin with some like tiny darker red bumps.
That looks painful.
You can't hide that with makeup. There's no way.
Yeah,
right?
You put a little makeup on that at night. You're
not
fine.
A chance.
God damn it,
it's
man.
Like
we should not have pulled that up. This was a mistake.
It's bright red and little. There's no fucking way.
Get it
way.
Out of my face.
No way. You
Jeez.
Can't. Jeez. And by the way, unless he texted it to her, then she can't prove it. So it's not going to go anywhere. Just saying.
Get it out of my... I think we're all good, Bob. Put up something happier, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, just
put up Sean Penn beating Madonna. Like, I would rather watch that than the herpes video. Christ. But then, yeah, so she goes on and she says, I don't want any money here. Well, she wants money, but she's saying she's not suing because it's the money, but that she wants to warn other women that Shia LaBeouf hurts women.
Oh, does anybody need to be warned that Shia LaBeouf's a fucking weirdo?
Watch Honey Boy.
At this point, I mean, what the fuck, man?
All you have to do, they literally documented his entire life where he played his own father in Honey Boy.
That's like all these people who are...
and it shows how fucked up his childhood
are collecting money to raise awareness for cancer. Like, oh, I'm pretty sure everybody's aware of cancer.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's out there.
I'm not donating any more money to cancer, by the way.
Okay.
Not one fucking red penny, even if I get it.
Why is that?
Because we've donated gajillions of dollars and they haven't done shit. So where's...
They haven't solved it yet?
No. It, ultimately, right, if you go to a wishing well every day and drop a penny in, and the opposite of your wishes come true, which is what's happening because new cancers exist now.
Sure.
It's like, all right, I'm going to keep my pennies. Maybe just shove them up your ass. Yeah. That'd be a fucking better use of your time. At least you'll feel something.
Well,
and you can shit those pennies out later. Just don't get
Dance Dance on Cancer. We were wondering for years what it was. And
don't get copper or nickel poisoning if you can help it, because that's nickel poisoning will make you go blind. But shove pennies and stuff up your ass.
It'll be better for you. This picture you've got pulled up, by the way, is when Sean Penn and Madonna got back together and went to dinner one night. And then he came to one of her shows. I always wondered if he boned her afterwards, like. What it would be like to go back 30 years later and just rebone your ex-wife from 30 years ago. Because I hate Madonna. She's a ridiculous person. Sean Penn's a fucking ridiculous person. But, you know, they're both single and they probably could still have a good bone sesh, right?
It's probably a giant release.
One would think, right?
Yeah. She'd
they're both crazy, and crazy people have better sex. So
yeah.
You know, two crazy people at the same time. I don't know if it cancels each other out or if it's just the best thing possible.
No idea.
Yeah, that was just a wrecked hotel room. It was on fire when they left.
There was a story about Rihanna back in the day where they were like, man, there was a whole floor had called and they thought somebody was being murdered. And Rihanna answered the door buck naked and was just like, no, I'm fucking in here. Slammed the door in the guy's face. And it was her who answered, who knows who the dude was. And she just goes, no, I'm fucking in here. And then they were like, okay, moving on with your life, or living your life. Hey. Nailed it. But with Shia LaBeouf here, I'm not surprised by any of this. He did have a response pretty quickly. He just said, look, man, I'm in recovery. And he goes, we should believe all women. And he goes, if she wants to share her story with the world, feel free. She's like, he goes, I disagree with some of the facts, but he goes, some of the shit I don't remember.
The wrong thing to say.
Well, you know, if you're Shia LaBeouf, though.
You can't say the don't remember part, because that is not an excuse in a court of law.
He's saying that he doesn't remember because he was fucked up
on
alcohol and drugs.
Right. So if you get charged with rape and you say, well, I was blacked out, I don't know what happened, that's not an excuse. You get prosecuted that way. What he said that in public, that's really fucking
stupid. Here's what he said. He goes, although, and this is verbatim, although many of these allegations are not true. I mean, some of them are.
Right.
I am not in the position to defend any of my actions. I owe these women the opportunity to air their statements publicly and accept accountability for the things that I have done. As someone in recovery, I have to face almost daily reminders of the things I did say and do when I was drinking. So basically, he's probably going to have to settle with her and call it a day here with this.
That's an interesting response.
Really, isn't it? Like, I've never heard that before of like, you know what? Many of the things she said are untrue, but there was a few in there. Like, which one? Like,
I would have come out about the dogs.
Yeah.
I would have clarified on the dogs.
Yeah.
I'm just walking through the streets of Los Angeles shooting stray dogs just to feel like a murderer inside. It's like, you've killed dogs and people. Is it the same?
No. No, I didn't feel anything when I killed the people. You know what I mean? Like I do. I remember the first dog we shot. When you get into a combat outpost, the medics or the veterinarians that come out there will test the local animals for certain types of diseases, and if enough of them return the right kind of diseases, you have to wipe them all out. Right?
Yeah, so it's interesting to say that. So I watched Chernobyl on HBO, which is a fantastic miniseries, and in there, the guys who felt the worst about the job that they were doing were these soldiers who had to go out and kill all the dogs in Chernobyl.
That was rough. I mean, I think we killed like 43 of them that day. Just walking around the parking lot, grabbing. I mean, it was fucked up. And I'll tell you, I felt horrible. It's the worst thing I've ever had to do. But when I, you know, would shoot a person, the only thing I really felt was the recoil of my rifle.
Right.
So maybe, I guess it's probably different for a guy like Shia LaBeouf. He just wanted to feel what it was like to take a life, I guess, maybe.
He should go out and murder then.
I mean, if that's true and he did that, then that means to me he's a sociopath, which means he shouldn't have weapons in the first place.
It was weird that he didn't clarify that again.
Yeah that's really the wanted... one. I mean, look, in marketing, titties or football or manliness or trucks or any kind of cultural shit, nothing sells better than dogs. If you put a dog in an advertisement, even if it has no relation to what the fuck you're doing there, it increases your opportunity to make a sale because people love dogs, right?
Yeah.
And if you are a person and you don't love, if you don't feel some connection to animals in the natural world, then there is something wrong with you, something deeply wrong with you. And if you think you can experience what it feels like to take a human life by taking an animal's life, then you're fucked, right? I mean, that's not great.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's more stories that just keep pouring out, like, as the minutes go by here. So there's another one here that says Valentine's Day in 2019. They were speeding in Los Angeles, and Shia LaBeouf was driving. He was driving recklessly, and she said that he removed his seatbelt and threatened to crash until she professed her love for him. Which, you know, it's kind of a Tuesday, I guess, for old Shia.
I mean, you're afforded a certain amount of power, authority, and influence, and you have to use it as you see fit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, don't get in the car with somebody you don't trust to make it to the destination you're going to. That's a good fucking idea. And what did she drive? Here's my real question. Did she get in a car with him again after that?
Yes. Yeah. So, look, they dated for a while, man. Like, this wasn't just like a couple month relationship, but... Yeah. Yeah, no.
Well, people are pieces of shit. We all know that.
Yeah, man.
So it's not, you know, man, it's not uncommon, I guess, for two of them to get in the same room at the same time. Pretty much everybody I date is a piece of shit. So I wonder if they date other pieces of shit after. I don't really pay attention because they're pieces of shit. Right?
Sure.
But it would be fun to see a reality show of how much bigger of a piece of shit your exes became after you. Because I don't know any of them that are doing well.
So they interviewed the girl that was dating him before.
Yeah.
And she said the exact same thing. She was like, dude, there was crazy.
He wouldn't stop
stories.
Killing dogs.
Well, not that part, but like.
How funny would that be? If that was the same. I mean, it's not funny. It's obviously fucked up. But if that was the one thing that every girl said, yeah, he just wouldn't stop talking about killing dogs, man. It was really weird.
Yeah. He kept asking me to hand him the pistol out of the center console. He wanted to kill a stray dog.
He had a bunch of Polaroids of stray dogs in his glove compartment, but only the before picture. I don't know what the fuck is going on here. Yeah, he's obviously going to be a serial killer at some point.
Probably. But, you know, he did add at the end of this, look, I'm a sober member of a 12-step program, and I'm not cured of my PTSD and alcoholism. Maybe the PTSD is from that car accident where he almost lost his hand.
Or it could be from his dad being a total piece of shit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a child actor, so everything's on the table, I feel like.
Oof. The dad beating the shit out of him in that hotel. Again, he did a whole movie on it. Like, it was pretty gnarly. It's for free on Amazon Prime, Honey Boy.
This is
great.
Another thing going on today. Here in Texas, actually.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm amped about this shit, dude.
So a Texas state lawmaker, state representative Kyle Biederman, he's Republican, obviously, and represents San Antonio, that area.
Yeah,
he wrote on Facebook earlier this week: the federal government is out of control and does not represent the values of Texans. That is why I'm committing to file. That's bad grammar, dude. Texas education. This is why I'm committing to file legislation this session that will allow a referendum to give Texans a vote for the state of Texas to reassert its status as an independent nation.
Yeah. I'm all for it.
And he added,
I just moved here. I'm all in. Let's
he added
do it.
The hashtag Texit. which is probably all over Twitter right now.
Yeah. I read about the succession this morning, and I was like, fuck yeah, dude. It's about time.
Yeah.
You know? Look, there's 31 million people, I think, that live in the state of Texas.
It's big enough for a state or big enough for a country.
Let's do it. Let's have our own country, man. I don't know if wheelchair's the guy to run it. But
no, it's probably McConaughey, right?
Maybe. Maybe, but the other top story that's coming out of Texas, and this is a fun one for
Wait, what did you say? There's 31 million people?
Yeah, I heard there's 31 million people.
That would put Texas at like number 45. They'd be the 45th biggest country in the world if they just seceded.
Be great. Right? Let's do it. By the way, so Hot Bob pulled it up. That was in 2019 for 29 million that there's there. Do you know that since then, since 2019, 687,000 California residents have moved to Texas?
I buy it. That's been the meme since I've lived here.
I read that this morning and I was like, holy shit. The other thing that I read that I was super amped about was the Sheldon Adelson guy, who's like the biggest GOP mega donor there is. So he's lobbying to bring casinos to Texas. Yeah, man. And that would be the shit. So let's buckle up. We don't have any. There's no rivers here, right? Or you can't, or not that are big enough to put a
rivers. The boat, the Colorado River, maybe the one that runs through downtown. I'm pretty sure it's pretty big.
Yeah,
enough.
Is it? So, yeah, when it's but off, for it's like Austin, for a riverboat,
when it's dammed off, it is.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
I don't know if it's federal. Maybe are all rivers federal?
I have no idea. Yeah, because I mean, like, the Colorado River is what carved out the Grand Canyon, right? It goes
different,
across
different
the
Colorado river.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Why would there be two? Why would we allow that to happen?
Who fucking knows?
That's why Texas wants to secede, dude.
Well, look, Sheldon Adelson's got about 12 seconds left to live, so he better hurry up.
Yeah,
with this shit. Have you seen him lately?
Shit.
Like his skin is falling off.
Yeah, he looks like the last remaining munchkin from the fucking. There it is. Pop that picture up. Oof. Doesn't he look like the last remaining munchkin from like the Wizard of Oz movies?
He's 87 years old, man. Come on.
And he's still dying his hair at 87.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Who are you fooling at that point? You know,
that's how Giuliani. That's how Feinstein stays in.
She's eyes are here too. So does Giuliani. It's like, who are you fooling? You're fucking 80.
Well,
whatever,
I think
dude.
Maybe there's some correlation with prolonged hair dye use and dementia because Feinstein doesn't know where she is anymore.
No, no.
But
she's
good,
not
good,
be around there.
Good job by the Democrats hiding her, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's a senator in the biggest state in the country, one of two of them.
Yeah.
And has managed to fly under the radar with her, whatever you want to call it. I don't know if it's Alzheimer's or whatever, but she's been able to hide that shit for a couple of years now. It's
good for her.
No, it's bad for her. It's also bad for our country that the Democratic Party and her staff and everybody else in California has been allowing this woman who is losing her goddamn mind to continue being one of the two representatives of a state at the Senate level. In the biggest state in the union, that's probably a problem. Like, just because we want to hold on to that, because we want to hold on to that seat and keep our party in power, we're going to have this person that is functionally retarded.
Yeah,
stay there. You know what I mean? That's fucking crazy.
She's only 7 years older than Nancy Pelosi, so Nancy still dyes her shit. You know, she's still wearing Skechers shape ups and the whole
Nancy,
thing.
Nancy, Coach
80.
K. It's like it's a whole thing.
Yeah,
I don't want this to sound sexist, so I'm going to pose it to men and women. Do you think Sheldon Adelson, Nancy Pelosi, do they also dye the pubes?
No, that's too much work.
And are old dudes manscaping at all? Or is it just like, is it just crazy?
I do believe they manscape. However, to dye your pubes would burn. That would burn
your
skin.
Well, don't you have
skin,
like
dude.
The Just For Men gel for mustaches? I mean, obviously I don't use it because my whole fucking face is turning gray, but... there's gel for like your beard hair, which seems like it would work on your pubes too.
It would, but it'll still burn.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to go fucking full on red fire crotch.
You should.
But my pubes aren't long enough. I got to grow them out a little bit.
Grow them out a little bit.
Then I'll dye them and then I'll shave them back down. So you can, it just looks like fucking little fire ants all over my fucking crotch.
Yeah. Like Shia LaBeouf's dick, dude.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it's going to look like LaBeouf I've got the herpes.
Get a LaBeouf dick for Christmas.
Can you get a fucking chemical peel on your dick and balls?
I would imagine.
Yeah, let's do that.
I would imagine. You can do just about, if you pay someone, they'll do just about anything you ask for in this life these days.
Don't say genitals because it's going to assume you're a woman. I'm talking about, I guess a chemical peel is what butthole bleaching is. So
one common approach to genital skin whitening is a chemical peel. It's a non-toxic, acidic chemical that when applied to the affected areas stimulates the top layers of the skin to peel and rejuvenate the underlying skin. The results of this... are lightening up the treated genital skin.
So this is really important.
So, yes.
Because we're all walking around. We have...
I've got a pink sack.
I've got good skin.
Yeah.
For an Irish dude, at least. Yeah. Like, I take care of my skin. I'm not fucking getting roasted in the sun and getting sunspots all the time. But my dick and balls look like they're 30 or 40 years older than me.
Right? Really?
For whatever reason, they're more tan, but they've never seen the sun ever.
That's strange. Right?
Except for every morning I do stand out and stare at the sun and try to get an erection just like staring into the sun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's more, I'm like flexing on nature. That's not, it's nothing sexual.
Of course, of course.
And it's also like through a window, so I don't think UV rays are lighting my dick up or nothing.
No, I don't think so. But I think the color of your skin on your balls and dick has got something to do with your dad and your grandpa.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Well, if you're out there in the
Have you seen your dad? Does your penis look like your dad's?
I don't think I've ever seen it, unfortunately. I'll send
Never, is he still alive?
I hope not. Because fuck him. But I'll send him a you up text sometime. See what happens, right?
You up? Yeah. Blast me with that dick, hombre. I want to see if it matches up to mine.
Here's what I want to know for you out there in the audience. Tell me what... particularly men. I want to know what your dick and balls look like compared to the rest of your skin. Is it darker, lighter? What's going on there? I want to know.
So,
because it's kind of a meme that your dick looks older than the rest of your body.
Balls are bright pink. Like
maybe it's
the
because it gets big, like pink. The skin stretches out and goes back more. Maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. It depends on how much. And so maybe if you're in impotent, it doesn't work that way. So, you know, if you're out there and you're dick and balls are pink still.
I think it's...
You probably just can't get
I think it is due to the stretching because where I was cirked too, like that's a pink, you know, that's a pink inch right there. Yeah. And then the rest of that sack is bright pink, so...
I don't think my sack's not darker, but my dick is.
Yeah.
But it's not that much darker, but I'm pale as fuck.
Sure,
so
sure.
Any
it's,
amount of
it's
color...
It's definitely noticeable.
...would be, yeah, well...
It's basically because of puberty.
Okay.
According to the research I found, but if certain darkening can also mean you have diabetes.
Yeah, diabetes.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I definitely don't have diabetes.
That
I
would
wish
be
I did.
Great, though, if you did, or gout. Just one of the old ones, you know, where you're just like, ah, shit, I got gout, man, like an old king. Like King Henry VIII, you know? Oh, I've got gout because I've been eating lobster all day. We've just been yammering, dude. We get some sponsors who pay for this weird-ass shit to be on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Here's the deal, kids. If you're a member of the military, a first responder, a teacher, or work in the government, you get 30% off. Now, on the website, it says, if you're a dummy like myself, you get 25% off the rest of this shit. However, when you check out, there is a promo code option to put in Drinking Bros. It's a little tiny secret, and that gets you 30% off for everyone. Don't tell anybody or tell everyone. They've got the finest mattresses, sheets, pillows, and adjustable bases there is. And these are Shia-proof. So you cannot be thrown through one of these things.
Mm-mm.
They won't. They won't shatter. So they're Shia proof, and as always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. So all of those deals apply with that, and you can get the whole shit for like $35, yep. Which is great.
Speaking of beds, by the way,
yeah,
the people that broke our couch,
yes,
fucking on it,
yeah.
The woman reached out to me.
Oh, she did. What'd she say?
She apologized for breaking the couch and for running out because she had a flight to catch or some shit like that. I was like, yeah, we don't really care about the couch. What's concerning to us is that no one was notified that fucking was going on.
Sure.
And that the act wasn't filmed and delivered to us.
Yeah, because, in the proper format.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that's... Yeah. No one cares if you fucking hear. No one cares if you break furniture.
Well, no.
If you break furniture just because you're a piece of shit, that's... might make me mad, but if you break it fucking, no, that doesn't, you don't respond angrily to that. You clap.
Yes.
Right. You applaud them and you wish them the best. And I said back to her, I'm like, look, I'm just glad you got cream pied.
Oh, is that what happened? Can we verify that?
I didn't know in advance and I said it and it wasn't disputed. So yes, I'm taking that as a yes.
Were they dating?
I have no idea.
Man, if it was just two strangers cream pie.
Oh no, they
like
know
a,
each other.
A Wednesday
for sure.
Afternoon,
they know each other.
Well, look, there's a lot of people that know each other.
I'm pretty,
you know, if you're just cream pieing though on like a Wednesday afternoon in the office here, because that's when it was.
Yeah, well, it's Wednesday. Yeah, it was. Yeah. No, it was Thursday.
Well, I noticed the couch was broken the following day. So
was it Wednesday?
Who knows? Who knows?
I don't remember. Either way, it was
creaming.
It was at like 1:30 in the afternoon
on a Wednesday afternoon. Man, was she hot?
I don't know. I actually never looked.
Well, hit her back. Let's get some pics of her. And
I actually didn't look at the pictures. Well, I told her.
Ask her if she's got a picture of that cream pie.
I told her next time, because the dude lives here, I think.
Okay.
I told her next time that...
local cream pie.
Don't fucking ever get blasted in my proximity again without letting me watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
So hopefully the next time it happens, at least we'll get some kind of evidence.
Giorgio, can we also drill a hole through one of those walls so we can have
cameras in all the rooms. Just put IP cameras in there get all the good angles.
I want to go old school. I want to peep. I want to
peephole.
Yeah, I just want to like a.
What about?
I already put the cameras in the toilets.
Oh yeah. So. Well, from facing upward.
First thing upwards, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Do we have any glory holes here too?
We need.
Oh,
to.
We do we need a Drinking Bros glory hole.
Yeah, drinkingbrosgloryhole.com, and we'll sell. It's a piece of plywood with Drinking Bros wrap on it, and then there's this hole in the middle.
Yeah, it's like a smaller version of a cornhole board.
Yeah, and you just take it to work with you.
Yeah, yeah. Or we could just sell cornhole boards and say, hey, man, you know, you can go ahead and put your dick through this as well, you know? It's a double feature type of deal. You ever put your dick through a cornhole?
No, but we have some in the back office. I know. I'm thinking about
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
yeah, we're going to be...
pop her on in.
We're going to be partnering up with them soon, by the way. Scott Quick and Brewbag.
Brewbags.
Yeah, I haven't... He's been calling me lately, and I haven't had a chance to get back with him. But yeah, we're going to do that soon. We also have... What's this is going out Wednesday, right?
No, this is going out Sunday nights. I told you, we record these on Fridays and get weird, dude. Mm. These are the weirdest shows ever. Next up, we've got... D'Anthony Feels. Feels is all in our feels, dude. Maybe I took too much feels today. Feels.com/drinking bros. You're going to get 50% off your first order there. This Damn. Is CBD. Man, just in time for Christmas. Do it. That's F-E-A-L-S, by the way. So it's not feels like, you know, does that give you all the feels? It's F-E-A-L-S.com. This shit disappears so fast, man. So Jesse and I were taking this. Mm-hmm. It's they get the eyedroppers full of CBD.
Yeah.
It is like the nicest fucking classiest CBD product, like as far as like edibles and all that shit go. Like, look, our go-to is obviously Killcliff CBD for drinkables.
Right.
But this is just like, oh, hey, you want something next to your nightstand before you go to bed or just...
Yeah, this is a sublingual. And it's, I got to be honest, I've used a lot of these and most of them don't really absorb in your mouth. It just like there's just an oily mess in your mouth afterwards, which is, it's like, I don't know, sucking off a guy from Texas or something. But these actually seem, I mean, like, I don't, when I put it under my tongue and let it sit there, I don't even move it around. I just let it sit there for a while and it disappears. That's how it's supposed to work.
Yes.
Right. So these work really well. If you're a person that doesn't drink a lot of like carbonated beverages like Killcliff CBD, this is the best option to go with.
Yeah, there's no high hangover addiction, like any of that shit. You know, it's one of these things where it reduces stress, anxiety, and pain and sleeplessness and all that shit. So we vet these things beforehand just to make sure like everything's cool.
Yeah, I think we used this for 3 months before we ever advertised it.
We did. And truthfully, man, because Jesse uses CBD a lot. So she's on the feels tip because I drink all the goddamn Killcliffs.
Yeah.
And so she does this shit all the goddamn time and loves it. Go to feels.com, feals.com/drinking bros today and get 50% off your first order and free shipping. Monster deal there. It's feels.com/drinking bros. 50% off your first order and free shipping. So if you just want to give it a gozies, see if you like it first. 50% off is a monster special. Next up, we got harrys.com. Boom. It's right there on the desk. Can you go to a one, Giorgio? Look at this. Beep, beep. I said I would bring the bag in next time, and I got it here. So here's the deal, man. You get a shaver. Boom, you get some shaving cream. You get razors. All that shit in a bag for $3. That's it. And the razors are really fucking nice. Like, they're rubber grip and all that shit. Harry's does not fuck around with these goddamn things, dude. I got everything in this fucking bag, man. And they've even got a little replacement razor in there. $3. That sits. So what they're basically doing is giving this to you for free.
Yep.
So you can test out their product and see if you love it. And then if not, well, then fuck off, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good sign.
Yeah.
If somebody's marketing is just to give you their product for free, there's no gimmick or anything. It's like, here, just try it. You'll like it. We're pretty sure. So, you know, they know the amount of people that will like it.
So any new U.S. customers, yes, can redeem the Harry's trial sets at harrys.com. That's harrys.com/drinkingbros for $3. So you get a 5-blade razor, and then you get the weighted ergonomic handle. That's what the rubberized one that I was talking about. You obviously get the foaming shave gel and aloe and a travel cover to protect your blade when you're on the go, because this shit lasts a long time. Go to harrys.com/drinkingbros. Try it for $3. That's it. If you don't like it, fuck. I think they even let you return it, too, if you don't like it for $3. Yeah, they get a money-back guarantee.
5-blade razor, weighted ergonomic handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover. Yeah, that's a lot of stuff for $3.
Could you imagine, man, if you sent this back and you were like, I want my $3 back?
I can't imagine it, actually. It makes me think of a John Cusack movie, actually. I want my $2.
Yeah,
remember that? Yeah. Which movie was that? It's the one where he was in the skiing.
He's on the K2, man.
Yeah, it's got it's him and that dude from Revenge of the Nerds, a curly haired guy.
Booger.
Yeah, Booger.
Booger's in it, man.
Better Off Dead. Yeah, that's Better Off Dead. Hilarious.
That's one of the greatest movies of all time.
And then that, it's a little fucking, like, I don't know, 10-year-old paperboy that's chasing him around demanding $2. Then he ends up,
I want my $2.
He ends up skiing off the edge of a mountain at the end of the cliff. Movie. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah. And we got a little breaking news here. Lil Wayne, the Lowest, just pled guilty in federal court to illegally possessing a loaded weapon while traveling on that private jet to Miami. This is exactly what I thought it was. The feds say they got an anonymous tip. Like, what was your tip? That it's Lil Wayne on a fucking private jet? Such bullshit. But the interesting part of this, because I know we talked about the story a few weeks ago, they're now saying what it was. Dan, you'll be able to tell me how dope this is. Police said it was a gold-plated Remington 1911, 45 cal.
Okay. Stupid.
It was loaded with 6 rounds of ammunition. They also found a bag there that was containing personal use amounts of cocaine, ecstasy, and oxys. So, look, Lil Wayne's living his best life there.
Imagine something and you have it for personal use and it's illegal. Think about that in principle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you possess something for personal use and there's no evidence that it's going to hurt other people, and that is illegal and you go to jail for it.
Yeah. So he's facing up to 10 years in prison right now, but they're saying
he's not going to get shit.
Yeah, they said he's likely to get leniency because he pleaded guilty immediately. And in exchange, the government agreed to recommend a lighter sentence. Like, he did spend a year in jail for a gun charge in, what was that, Arizona? I think he ended up doing a year there. So.
Yeah, he and Martha Stewart are both felons.
Who knows, man?
Everybody forgets Martha Stewart's a felon.
Yeah, yeah, she was arrested and spent some time up in the pokey.
I like that. I like that meme, and it's a picture of her and Snoop Dogg, and it's like one of these is a whatever, and the other one's a felon.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, yeah. The hilarious part is with Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg, they had their own reality show on VH1 after that meme went around, and I think it was a cooking show. Where he just got high and made a bunch of weird shit all day.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it went like 3 or 4 seasons, actually.
Yeah, it was kind of a hit.
Kind of crazy, man. So, you know, shit. 76ers, by the way. Meek Mill is in the news here. Him and Michael Rubin created a $2 million scholarship fund to aid Philly kids. So that could have gone to you. Dan, this is for you. This is your Philly story of the day.
I'm kind of over Michael Rubin.
Are you?
Yeah, I fucking hate that guy.
What's his story in real life?
He started Fanatics. Pretty much just, you know, I hate Fanatics too. They make the worst shit.
I've never bought anything from there, I don't think.
I have. I've bought a couple things there. It's hit and miss.
He's also a Patriots fan.
Is he really?
Yeah. Oh, is that what this is all about? Yeesh.
No.
Keep your politics out of this.
Yeah, right? The Patriots are terrible too, at least. The Patriots and the Eagles are just both awful.
I think he also owns the New Jersey Devils, the hockey team.
Yeah, the New Jersey Devils. Yeah. No.
I'm just not a fan.
No.
He freed Meek. That's all that's, I guess, he played his part.
Yeah, he played his part.
Now I'm kind of over it.
Yeah. No. But at least they're doing some good shit. You know? Mm. $2 million for kids up in Philly. That could have helped you. Where'd you go to college?
Where'd I go to college?
Yeah.
UCF.
Yeah. Imagine if you would have gotten that $2 million. Probably could've, wouldn't have had to go to a school like that.
Could have gone to Nova.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to go to Nova. Nova's like $60,000 a year.
It's expensive.
Yeah, I'm I'd have debt until I was about 80.
Yeah, so. Everybody does.
So
yeah.
It was Meek Mill and this guy that did it? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. $2 million.
Now, what's Meek Mill worth, do you think?
Not
as much.
Not as much. Not
definitely
as
not
think,
as much
man.
As that guy, for sure.
If he would have hung in there with homegirl, Nicki Minaj, he should have knocked her up and called it a day.
20 mil, maybe.
20 mil.
20 mil. Meek Mill is worth 20 million.
Sweet. Well,
that's a lot. That's a lot more than I thought. I would have said four, maybe three or four.
Michael Rubin is worth $3.5 billion. Now I'm sure he gives to a lot of other charities, but what the fuck is $2 million, dude?
$2 million, man, for local Philly kids, though, is a lot. You
is
know?
It, is it?
Yeah, not really. Yeah.
How much does it cost to put one child through 12 years of school?
If it's a public school, about $80. So you know.
Yeah.
Disney's in the news. We were talking about this too a couple weeks ago with the death of movie theaters and Warner Brothers. Disney has announced that half of its slate next year will go directly to Disney Plus and not into theaters. And then immediately afterwards, AMC Theaters is trying to restructure mm-hmm. to avoid bankruptcy, but they don't think they're going to make it through January. So that is pretty much the death knell for movie theaters. And that's it. You got Warner Brothers, you got Disney, and now you got Pixar. Pixar's out of it, and somebody else. Mm. I forget. But here was the shocking number in that fucking call. 86.8 million subscribers to Disney Plus already. I mean, that's half of Netflix in less than 2 years, man.
Mm.
That's impressive. Do you guys watch that fucking Star Wars show?
Yeah.
The Mandalorian. Yeah, that's their only, like, actual product that they're putting out right now.
Yeah. So the hilarious thing is Dan and I go to Bill Burr a week ago, and because I don't watch this shit. I don't watch any Star Wars bullshit. And I forgot that Bill Burr is in The Mandalorian, and he was talking about it on stage, and he was like, man, these fucking Star Wars people, you know, they want you to know about everything that goes on in the whole goddamn Star Wars universe. I don't fucking know about any of this shit. I'm just a fucking actor out there trying to collect a check. You know, they want to ask me about the fucking Dagobah system. I laughed my fucking dick and balls off.
It was a good rant.
Because that's exactly what I thought Bill Burr was doing in that series, was just collecting a paycheck. Like, in no way, shape, or form did I ever think that Bill Burr gave a shit about
Star
Wars.
Well, get ready. He might have his own show, because Disney Plus just announced that they're doing like 15 Star Wars shows, 10 Marvel shows.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, they have nothing but Marvel and
he's
Star
coming
Wars.
Back in The Mandalorian this season. They teased him coming back.
Like
he's on the hunt for him right now.
Well, dude, every time he's on one of the shows, he trends on Twitter and everything. Look, well, I love Bill Burr. I think it's great. But I think it's even greater that he just went on and just talked shit openly on stage a week ago and just said,
he doesn't care.
It's fucking Star Wars. Like, well, it's a paycheck. I don't give a fuck about Star Wars. It's great. But then the Kardashians inked a huge deal with Disney. And they're going to start launching new content on there in 2021.
Great.
So.
Can't wait.
Jeez,
I mean, that's the
man.
Whole subscriber base. I cannot tell you how excited my basic white wife was to get Disney Plus.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. We're all done. We have it because we have kids. And so I feel like everybody with a kid automatically had to get Disney Plus. And the hype is real, man.
They have the catalog.
The back catalog,
the
yeah.
The back catalog is
so fucking
strong.
And they have
so
the only good
strong.
Christmas movies. Like, any good Christmas movies on Disney Plus.
What, Die Hard's on there?
Yeah, is Die Hard on there?
I don't know.
What Christmas movies? You're talking about the old shitty claymation and stop motion?
No, like the Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Oh, I
shit
see.
Like that.
Yeah. Home Alone's not a Christmas movie. That's a movie about a child murdering two adults, right?
Yeah.
That's just baby Die Hard.
Yeah, did it's baby Die Hard.
Did
yeah.
they die?
No, unfortunately not.
Anybody know?
But you've have you seen, God, what is the name of that movie? with Elliot Page. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's what he wants to be called.
So. That was the last thing I expected to come out of your mouth today.
No, hard.
Who's that movie with Elliot Page? Oh, you mean Ellen Page?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's now Elliot. That's right.
It's called Hard Candy. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. With Elliot Page.
Yeah.
Do they go back in and change the credits now for these movies?
Yeah.
Like, so, hey, man, it's Elliot.
I'm looking at IMDb right now. And it's actually, pull up IMDb.
Is it on there?
Yes.
This is a really creepy movie. I had to look it up.
Hard Candy? Oh, dude.
Oh, dude, so.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Yeah,
it's an old one.
Patrick Wilson's in it. It's good.
So scroll down. Is it Elliot Page now on there on IMDb now?
There you go. There, right there.
Shut the fuck up, dude. She had her publicist went in and change it, man. Yeah. Elliot Page.
Well, somebody had to go in and change it in a lot of spots, I suppose. But it says as Ellen Page. I don't know what that means.
In the movie. So credit wise.
I got that, but it. Oof. I don't get. Anyways, this movie's super fucked up.
Imagine not knowing. Let's say you didn't hear this story, because this story went kind of under the radar for me. Like, I caught it like right before we went on air, and I was like, oh shit, Elliot Page, right? I got a nice chuckle out of it, but we didn't really delve into it.
I kind of feel like she had a press conference to announce that she was Elliot Page now, and everybody's like, all right, cool.
Yep.
Moving on.
And they just swivel their chair. It's like somebody standing up in your your office in the cubicles and be like, hey, I've got an announcement. They're like, good to see you.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Shut up.
The only thing that really affects is the people who write Umbrella Academy, because I think she plays, you know, a female character, obviously. So now they're going to change that.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll write it in.
Yeah. Well, she gets her pussy shot off, and they were like, well, the only thing we have left is a dick. We can't possibly give you a slit or a hole. We got to sew a dick on you.
There's a guy digging through like a fucking big bin full of parts. He's like, we ain't got no pussies in here. And then his dumbass assistant is like, oh, we'll just use a dick.
Where's that dick at,
man? And he's like fucking stapling a dick onto her.
And then
it like pans up. It's like one of those reveal scenes. It pans up, and then there's a name tag, and it says Ellen. He's like, shh. Elliot. Just puts it on there.
Yep.
And then she's like, bing. And then we all blow our brains out right at the end of that. I think would be a good way to end that.
Elliot Page, dude. I'm waiting for the Billy Elliot meme where it's just her, you know, as a little man, a little tiny man. Billy, I wonder what kind of Elliot. Dick she's going to get. We were talking about the dick skin earlier.
I don't think
big do you think she's going?
Most transgendered men don't get fake dicks because they don't they don't do anything. Like, they don't get hard and you can't fuck with them. So what's the point?
No,
like, you don't
you
feel
can get
anything.
Hard and fuck with them. Giorgio, you're our resident.
No, I'm gonna side with Dan on this one. I think it's much more the other way around.
I know a lot of trans men, they don't do that. There's people that
they strap up, yeah, but that's a whole different thing.
Also, trans women usually don't cut their dicks off. So
most of them don't, yeah.
By the way, if you wanna the best one to ever do it, by the way, the GOAT of switching was Chaz Bono, by the way. Chaz Bono was a lady and then now has a full fucking beard, like a Dan beard.
I don't know, man. Have you seen
Google Chaz Bono.
I don't know if
Hot Bob.
I don't know if you're allowed to say ladyboy anymore. I don't know if that's off limits.
No, you definitely
because
can.
There's actually
no I
the
think
word ladyboy appears on bathrooms in some places.
Yeah,
right?
It's a technical term in Thailand.
Yeah, so
look at Chaz's beard, dude.
But ladyboys, I mean, there's some hot fucking
very hot
chicks with dicks over there. I mean, at least from a distance.
Chaz Bono has a better beard than you.
No, he can't grow it up here.
Go to the other one, Hot Bob. It was another picture, one down. Yeah, that top one up there. Top left. There we go. What's that one?
Yeah, that's like it's really patchy. That's a neck beard. He just doesn't have a chin.
But that was maybe that was the beginning of the fucking trans shit before the rest of it kicked in.
Well, it didn't
in,
get any better. He's still got a neck beard.
Nah,
look at him without the beard, no chin.
Nice beard.
So it just looks like a good beard because it's growing down here, but his here is up here.
Yeah, pull that picture up. Look at Chaz Bono walking around. That's the best transition of all time. That really looks like a full dude. Like, I wouldn't know.
Would never guess.
No, if I was sitting there having bars or beers at the bar with homeboy here, I'd be like, oh shit, who are you? Oh, you're Chaz Bono. Fuck, dude, you were a lady.
Yeah, I think if we're at the point now in our culture where nobody seems to give a shit about this, so can we at least do something to help them get better surgery and look like
he looks great
to be passed? Well, I know that's a good example.
That's what I'm saying. Chaz is the GOAT, dude.
Most examples are bad. So can we, I don't think the government should be paying for people's fucking surgeries of any kind. But
the goat of transgenders.
Maybe we can invest in making the surgeries better somehow. Just invest in the technology. You know what I mean? Like that surgery they did in Team America World Police where they glued pubes to homeboy's faces.
Yeah.
Painted his. I mean, he's a doll, obviously. We got to be able to figure that out for people. Or I guess Robert Downey Jr.'s surgery in Tropic Thunder.
Ah, right? That was a great one.
That might be a good one as well. I mean, this is, we're talking transracial, not transgender here, but
yeah.
It's basically the same
thing. I feel like it's as much the upkeep. Like, it's not that like the surgery is terrible so much as he's got the money to like keep it going well
right.
for months and years at a time.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Last but not least here, I want to talk about Yang Gang, dude. Andrew Yang is thinking about running for New York City mayor. He's told all of his bros and his homies and the top officials in New York City that he wants to do it. Good thing or a bad thing? De Blasio's the worst, so it can't be worse.
I think Trump should run for mayor of New York. Why not?
Hillary thought about it.
Do you know
you
how
know that,
fucking
right?
funny that would be?
Hillary thought about it.
Trump could Trump win mayor of New York City? No, right? If he couldn't win the goddamn White House. There's no 75 way.
75 million votes.
Yeah, but not in the boroughs.
Yeah, not New York.
I wonder who else is running, to be honest. I mean, obviously De Blasio is going to run again.
Yeah, he's going to run again. But if he ran against Yang, I think he'd get housed.
Maybe. I mean, there's probably going to, if Yang runs,
great.
Will any major Republican even consider running? Like, did they even see a path to victory there? I mean,
somebody always runs in New York, but they obviously just don't. Well, Giuliani won. Fuck, man. Who else? Was Bloomberg a Republican when he ran, or was he a Democrat?
He was an independent,
I think. I'll check it. I think he was a Republican.
Maybe the first term, or maybe when he was state representative, he was a Republican. Then he switched at some point. He definitely switched at some point.
Trans party.
Yeah, he's trans.
He's a trans party figure, yeah. Where he just switched the parties on us.
I don't know.
Man, I'm gonna be thinking about Elliot Page all night long.
No. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
You know, the one of the first things that... Elliot Page ever did was a short run of guest spots on Trailer Park Boys in season 2.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, she played Jim Leahy's daughter.
Shit.
Yep. So
who knows? Now we're gonna have to go back and look at this and figure out what went wrong.
Do you think she got incepted?
Yeah,
because she was on that movie.
Yeah, she was in that too.
So the Bloomberg shit's really weird, by the way. He had been a lifelong Democrat, decided to run for mayor on a Republican ticket after Giuliani's term limit was up. Like you can only be mayor for 2 consecutive terms
right.
in New York.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So Bloomberg switched to Republican, ran one, and then got reelected as a Republican. And then I think sometime in there, in the second term, switched again.
He switched to independent, though, not Democrat, right? I think, if I remember correctly. Yeah, that's kind of a weird problem. I mean, obviously he did it.
It is. I know Hillary was thinking about running after she lost in 2016.
Yeah, he became an independent in 2007.
No shit.
And he went to Johns Hopkins University, which we discovered Johns Hopkins was not as nice a man as we thought he was.
No,
apparently
not at all.
He apparently owned a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Which is why we're here to promote Johns Hopkins University.
His
Josh Hopkins didn't own one goddamn slave.
No.
You understand? We didn't teach anybody anything.
Nope.
And Jared's one of the fucking professors, so that's not great. But
yeah.
Everything else about, at least we didn't own slaves, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to start a marketing campaign against them. Like, what would you rather be associated with? A good education and slavery or us?
Yeah.
Because we don't really have anything to offer. We are who we are, but at least we're not slave owners.
And at Josh Hopkins, we'll give you the finest education that you never knew you needed.
The only textbook is mine, and it's how to drink and do drugs like an adult. Because that's really what college is all about. You learn how to organize materials, how to look shit up, how to write papers and cite resources and do drugs and drink like an adult.
Yeah.
That's all you learn there.
That's and true.
How to get rid of... syphilis. I don't know what.
Yeah, herpes. You got to put some makeup on it. We learned that from Shia today. It says Bloomberg, by the way, he self-funded. The total was $935 million for that campaign for president. My God, man, what a waste of money. Almost $1 billion on nothing. Just absolutely nothing. For him to walk on that stage one time and get housed. Who was it that fucking destroyed him? It was
Warren.
Elizabeth Warren, yeah. She just absolutely crushed him in that. He was done after that. For $1 billion to walk on stage and get beat by Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. That's the point of the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. This one was submitted by Ian Weeks from New Hampshire. He's been an OG Drinking Bro forever, and he's nominating Colleen Weeks. Reason for the nomination, he says, look, You two read my original post on the Hunter Biden episode, and that shit was taken down. My wife is dope as fuck, and she deserves recognition. She is a goddamn Irish fairy princess and literally saved my life. She's gorgeous and intelligent, and she could debate Dan until the cows come home. Please give her the recognition she deserves and make her drinking bro of the week. And God bless, or Odin bless, he says. He believes in Odin instead of God, and I like that. I like that. Yeah. Odin bless Ross and Dan, for all religion is dumb, and he says nothing really matters.
Nothing matters. Yeah, he's right about that. By the way, I got some bad news.
Cheers. Cheers.
On the cow thing, they're not coming home because Shia LaBeouf shot them. So, you know, if you see a dead cow on the side of the road, it's probably Shia LaBeouf has been in the area at some point.
It's been in the area. Rate the show a 5-star on iTunes and leave a review. That's what helps move us up the charts. It's not the amount of listeners and any of that bullshit. It's simply just these fucking reviews on iTunes. And also, we will close out the show with, we had a celebrity death last night that touched millions. And it was Zeus Tiny Lister.
Debo.
AKA Debo from Friday Movies. He was 62 years old and passed away in an apartment in Marina Del Rey.
Too young.
Yeah.
So we lose a lot of
the good ones.
The young black dudes. Like fucking Patrice O'Neal's dead.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Who's
Debo?
The guy that was in Green Mile. What the fuck's his name? I can't think of his name.
Oh, shake my hair, balls.
Michael Clark.
Yeah,
Duncan.
Michael Clark Duncan is.
Yeah.
We gotta get our shit together here.
We gotta figure it out. We all, Vern Troyer too, man. We lost. Is he? Yeah. Is he? No, he was white.
Yeah, he was white.
Bernie Mac as well died. Yeah. Like at 52 or some shit like that. We gotta figure it out.
How old was Vern Troyer at death too?
He was in his 40s, I think.
Yeah.
It was weird too when Bernie Mac died. He was also in a movie as a corpse, Death at a Funeral.
Oh wow! So really? Maybe he was method acting.
Yeah. Try that out, Shia.
Vern Troyer was 49. That's probably longer than most dwarf people live.
Well,
what are they called?
Apparently his cause of death is suicide by alcohol poisoning.
That's not real.
How do you know?
You
that's,
can't do that. You can't.
How could you? How could you prove that you were going to kill yourself that way?
Maybe it's like a homicide. Like everything's a homicide, but not necessarily a murder.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
he boozed religiously. I just like that his height is listed at 2'8".
Well, that's what it was, right?
It is. It's just weird, man. Like,
even in
death, they're like, hey, remember Vern? He was 2'8".
Are you supposed to refer to these folks as little people? Like any, because there's dwarfism and there's other shit, right? So what am I supposed to do here?
Little person is what he preferred.
LP?
Yeah, LP. The M word. A lot of people are against the M word for midget.
Oh, somebody told me not to say the R word the other day and I said, shut up.
Oh, retarded? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just shut up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say what I want, and if you don't like it, don't listen.
Now, the M word, I will stop you from saying.
What, midget?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Is that offensive? Why would that be offensive? Wasn't it a medical
term? It's dwarf, little person, or person of short stature.
Oh, my God.
Is what they prefer to be called.
Person of short stature. Yeah. Isn't short offensive then?
I do think midget might have been like a weird like circus term.
Really?
Like not like a a medical term, but before they knew anything about medicine.
Right.
There's also
like a period was just like a chick being hysterical type. I don't know.
There's also an urban legend in Philadelphia that there's a Midgetville.
Oh, yeah. I believe in that. I believe in that. Midgets stick together in packs, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
The Little People Network. Remember TLC?
No. Well, that too, but also Life's Too Short. On HBO, remember?
Yeah. Warwick.
Warwick Davis.
Speaking of which, they're remaking Willow, dude.
Oh, really?
And he's going to be in it.
Well, so. I mean, he looks exactly the same as he did 40 years ago, which is
midgets don't age,
good for him.
Man.
No, they don't age.
They don't really age that well.
No, and they definitely stick together.
Well, they're magical.
They are. Should we call this episode the M word? I feel that we should almost, out of respect, dude. He's 50. He's only 50 years old. He looks great. Willow's only 50.
I would have guessed like 65.
Same here. How old was he in fucking Willow? Shit.
He must have been like
I was 85.
19.
So that was 30 years. He was like 20. Yeah, 19, 20. Holy shit.
When it was when it was filmed, I mean. I was 88, so he was in his early 20s.
Whatever, man.
Some of them are problematic.
No,
like,
wait.
Wee Man.
He's 3'6".
He was 17 when Willow shot.
Wow. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for him.
Good for
him. He's had a good career.
Yeah, I wonder if he fucking boned on that set, you know, because it like There is a thing with extras where you know who the lead is, and it's like, I bet you somebody threw Willow some pussy on that movie.
Probably.
Yeah.
But he's 3'6". I mean, he could fucking dunk on that other guy.
I've shot 4 different movies with midgets, and they get fucking housed every single time. Range 15. Range 15, man. They get fucked up.
I mean, what are your options, really? Because you have such a small body. You can't drink out of a tiny cup, because that would just be insult to injury, right?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody just handed you, like, a thimble full of whiskey or something, you'd be like, get the fuck out of here, man. That would be deeply insulting. So your only option as a little person is to take the normal-sized glass, and you want to drink at a rate commensurate with everybody else, and all of a sudden, you're fucked.
Yeah. So if you look,
I'm proud of these guys for being alcoholics for so long. That's very impressive.
I am too. There was one on Range 15. I fucking forgot his name. He's the guy from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Damn it, man. My memory's just—it's gone these days. Just absolutely gone. I forget his name, but we worked with him a couple days.
Martin Kleba.
That's it, Martin Kleba.
He's got a big old hog too.
Put his picture up on the screen. We're gonna give his hog some love.
Big old hog, man. There it is. Hell yeah.
Scroll down. There he is. Pop up. Martin Kleba on the screen there.
Take your time though, because we're gonna live forever.
Yeah. Kleba.
I mean, he looks like a fucking dirt bag. Doesn't he? Look at those eyes. That dude looks like he's got drugs on him.
Yeah. He just looks like a tiny Howie Mandel.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
No, like if he was full size, you would assume he was a cocaine dealer.
Full size,
right? Yes, absolutely. But he's his girlfriend, like, or I think it's his wife actually. Is super tall, and she was hot, and he drove like a Trans Am. And every day on set, he would peel out in that goddamn thing, and he wore this leather jacket like to set every day. Like, it was fucking hilarious. He was that a funny good. Dude, man. Yeah, all those dudes get just rocked. Absolutely fucking rocked. And he's got a fucking hog on him, dude. He's got a huge dick on him. That's the thing that people don't realize about midgets. They have huge penises. I've seen 3 midget penises, and they're all massive.
Well, I mean, not everything's small, right? Like the teeth, the eyes, the dick.
Small teeth would be weird. What are you talking, like baby teeth?
Yeah, I was saying, like, the teeth are normal human size.
Yeah.
The eyeballs, like the literal eyeballs, are probably normal human size.
I don't know anybody who still has all their baby teeth. That would be really fucking yeah, weird, not good. Hot Bob. If you just had all your baby teeth. Oh, hey, what's up, man? Did you go out with that girl last night? Yeah, it was weird, man. I took her to dinner, and she had all her baby teeth still. They
Two of them
fallen
fell out.
Yeah,
it was weird, yeah.
She was eating mashed potatoes all night. She was worried about losing her teeth during the date. Ah, did you fuck her? Well, I mean, she had all her baby teeth, so.
Yeah.
Do you have any ones on you to put underneath her pillow in case a couple fell out? These shows always get weird on Fridays, Dan, you know? Here we are.
Yeah.
Face to face. A couple of silver spoons, you and I.
We're all going to hell.
Especially after this episode. The M word. Oh, God. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.